Letting go. I walked past an office window and glanced at the reflection. Oh my goodness, who is that person? It wasn't me, it was Tommy Lasorda. Why is it so hard to lose weight? It's because our society encourages us to eat too much. I went to a movie last week and I saw a sign behind the concession that said, free refill on 130-ounce Cokes. Now, I like Coca-Cola as much as the next person, but the last thing I want after 130 ounces of Coke is another 130 ounces of Coke. Hey, can you show the movie in the bathroom? Because that's where I'll be for 2 hours. I came up with a song to capture the pain of my weight condition. It's sung to the tune of Locomotion. My body is doing a brand new dance now. Every day I need bigger pants now. I'm gaining pound after pound with ease. Pretty soon I won't be able to see my knees. A friend told me I just need to eat better. She eats healthy and only in moderation. Come to think of it, I don't know how she became my friend. To teach me the right food to buy, she took me to a natural food store. I never even heard of this place. I usually go to Ralph's. That's your basic mainstream grocery store in Southern California. As a single person, I normally grab a handbasket, race through the store, and get out quick. Now, a handbasket of food is usually 35, 40, maybe 50 bucks if I get some Pizza Wicked Summer Brew beer. At this natural food store, one handbasket of healthy, natural food came to $7,000. For what it cost me at Ralph's to buy a frozen pepperoni pizza, a box of sausage, a Pepperidge Farm double chocolate cake, 2 packages of Chips Ahoy cookies, and 4 cartons of Jersey Made sour cream, at this natural food store, you could get 1 organically grown tomato. Hey, I'm trying to make some changes. I'm trying to eat somewhat healthy. I'm trying to learn some new habits, but I have to get a job at Kinko's at night to pay for it. So the next day, I decided to join a health club. My first day, this tall dude with 2% body fat and 2 earrings introduces himself as my personal physical counselor. I don't remember his name exactly, but it sounded like something from that old American Gladiator show, something like Torch. I hate guys like this. Guys that eat whatever they want and still have only one size of jeans in the closet. Torch gave me my personal physical assessment interview. Let's find out a little bit about you, he said. What is your current cholesterol count? I said, Torch, I have no idea, but it's probably higher than my SAT scores. Ever had headaches or nausea, he asked. Yes, when my fiance Beth broke off our engagement and kept the ring, I had both. Any family history of heart disease? Once, the summer I got my driver's license. When I told my dad I wrecked his 1965 Mercury Comet, he went into cardiac arrest. None of these answers seemed to bother him. In fact, he didn't even seem to be really paying attention. He didn't want to talk to another dweeb trying to get into shape. He wanted to chat up the female gladiators prancing through the club. Hey, I totally understand. Fine, he said. Now let's discuss your fitness goals, he said without looking up. I said, my goals are simple. I want to be ripped, you know, cut. I want a six-pack. When I walk into a room, I want women to snap their necks so hard they have to call paramedics. He looked at me funny. Mrs. Ferguson, my fourth grade teacher, gave me the same look when Tommy Fian and I couldn't stop laughing when our class sang at the citywide school choral festival and Tommy's twin brother Matthew fell backwards off the top bleacher. Torch forged ahead. Now I'm going to place these calipers at various places on your body and the computer will read your body fat percentage. He clamped the calipers on my arm, my thigh, my calf. The computer registered that it had read the body fat with a chirp sound. Then he pinched my waist hard with the calipers. The computer rocked back and forth, spewing sparks and flames until smoke billowed out the back. Finally, it had exploded, falling off the stand and crashing to the floor. Don't worry about it, he said. We needed a new one anyway. Okay, I have your results. The computer compiles all the information and prints a three-letter code that summarizes your present fitness level. Your rating is DTW. I said, huh? Dunlop tire waste.